first question, just your overall impressions from both the press conference and what you've seen coming out of the summit more broadly.
Well, I think the President Trump's remarks in the press conference were just horrifying. I mean, this was appeasement at a level of Neville Chamberlain, something that even I was shocked to see coming out of the president's mouth. Given his past performances, this was really a new low. You know, I think the fact that he questioned the conclusions of the U.S. intelligence community and threw out all kinds of conspiracy theories to question Russia's attack on, or whether Russia's attack on U.S. democracy even took place, I just find, you know, incredible and borderline treasonous. So it was a remarkable performance in a completely negative sense. Just incredible.
Was there anything particularly that stood out in terms of omissions, things that you somehow reasonably expected might be included or mentioned or to come out of this and were not mentioned?
No, I mean, I was expecting that President Trump would say that there's areas of cooperation where the U.S. and Russia have to work together. I was fully expecting President Putin to say things like the U.S. needs to press Ukraine to end the conflict there, even though his military is in Ukraine, bombing Ukrainian positions and civilians. That part was pretty much as expected. I was shocked that just a couple days after the Mueller indictments of 12 GRU officers with such granular detail about their involvement in the cyber attack on various U.S. organizations, that the president would question that aspect of it. I was expecting that at least on that score, he would say that he pressed Putin and that Putin denied it and that, you know, he would take it up with him again. But no, he did not do that. He completely appeased Putin, in effect paid him back for helping him win the election. And it was a disgraceful performance, just completely disgraceful.
That sort of prefigures my next question, whether one could conclude that there was a winner and a loser out of this summit.
Well, the loser are U.S. national security interests, and the winner is Putin and the Kremlin regime that he represents. But, you know, I think one thing that I want to underscore where some commentators and some U.S. media, I think, have been off base is the notion that somehow Trump got outplayed or that, you know, he's not as smart as Putin, and so therefore his inexperience and so on contributed to his abysmal performance. His was a very conscious performance. What he did today, he meant to do. He knew exactly what he was doing. He was appeasing Putin in a very deliberate way. And so this was not inexperience. This was a very rational calculation by Trump to sell out U.S. interests to support Putin. And one can question why that was. But look, whether, you know, if Trump had colluded with the Russians in the campaign, he would be behaving exactly the way he is. And I don't know whether he colluded or not, but the bottom line is he's behaving exactly as if he did. There's no difference in terms of the outcome that we see playing itself out in front of our eyes. And we don't know what was discussed in the private meeting, but the press conference performance was just abysmal.
Last question. The larger context is coming after the NATO summit and then the meetings with the undercutting Theresa May's government, and now, as you mentioned, the Mueller indictments on Friday. What sort of reasonable conclusions could a person draw about what the next step is, given that larger background, the circumstances under which this meeting is happening?
Trump is going to continue. The next step will be that Trump will continue his attacks on America's allies. He will continue to cozy up to Putin and to seek appeasement and accommodation of Russia. He will not impose costs on Russia for its aggression in Ukraine, Syria, the UK, or anywhere else. And unfortunately, that is going to mean a widening rift in the transatlantic alliance. And it will mean that those countries in Europe that are already questioning whether to sustain sanctions against Russia will be emboldened to pursue a more Trump-like line with regards to Putin's Russia. And it could mean a real falling apart of the transatlantic community, a real fracture, if you will, in the transatlantic alliance.